From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin encourages global partnership for access to sanitation. Indonesia keeps improving access to clean water and safe sanitation. Now is the news in detail, read by Steve. Indonesian government has encouraged the creation of a global partnership in realizing access to sanitation and safe drinking water, currently only accessible to a segment of the world's population. The government must continue to strengthen the global partnerships in dealing with these multidimensional problems. This was affirmed by Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin while opening the Sanitation and Water for All Sector Ministers Meeting 2022 in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He also remarked that currently some 2 billion people do not have good access to safe drinking water, and over 3 billion people do not have access to safe sanitation facilities. Still about the clean water and safe sanitation, Indonesia continues to encourage the acceleration and expansion of access to clean water and safe sanitation through various programs. This was stated by the Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. At the Sector Ministers' Meeting, Sanitation and Water for All 2022, he remarked that expanding access to clean water and safe sanitation is one of the keys to reducing poverty. He also noted that Indonesia has made a good progress in accelerating efforts to improve access to water, sanitation, and hygiene. Minister Basuki also pointed out that some 80.2% of Indonesia's population has access to decent sanitation, but safe level sanitation is only enjoyed by about 7% of the Indonesian population. Queen Elizabeth II is the first British monarch who celebrated the Platinum Jubilee, which marks 70 years of her dedication. An extraordinary 1 million trees have been planted across the United Kingdom as part of the Queen's Green Canopy, or QGC, initiative. The British Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Rob Fenn, on the sidelines of a tree-planting event at the British Embassy in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained that the tree-planting was carried out as part of the Queen's support to handle the current climate change.
This jubilee is greener, and I think that's a very clear indication of how Her Majesty the Queen is trying to support the battle for the planet, the battle against climate change. She's also obviously interested in the fabric of the country. She has been on the throne for 70 years. People like that can think in long, with a long horizon. So I think it's rather beautiful and rather appropriate that we are honoring her through something as enduring as planting a tree. And we can think about how UK will be in 70 years' time, and how UK Indonesia will be in 70 years' time. So I think the main difference is that this jubilee is greener.
In Great Britain, the Jubilee is the top event of an interesting year of culture and creativity. During the weekend of 4 days extended in June, Great Britain will celebrate this remarkable milestone in Her Majesty's reign with an extensive program of public events which combines British pageantry with community celebrations. Indonesia, in pursuance of the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda, will encourage accessibility and fair distribution of energy in archipelagic countries through the G20 Forum. As reported by Antara on Wednesday, Deputy Chairperson of the G20 Energy Transition Working Group, Prahoro Nurcahyo, said Indonesia is a member of the G20 and Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and the largest archipelagic country in the world. We'll use the current opportunity to discuss the issue of clean energy and energy transition for archipelagic countries. The Ministry of Communication and Informatics is pushing for the utilization of metaverse and technology for activities that are positive, productive, and able to optimize the Indonesian economy. The ministry provides support for the metaverse utilization of things that are positive and beneficial for the future of the country and for digital space that is beneficial to the country's economy. This was affirmed by the Minister of Communication and Informatics, Johnny K. Plate, at an event, Acceleration of Digital Literacy in Welcoming Future Technology, at Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta on Wednesday. He opined those technological developments such as metaverse are inevitable. Thus, Indonesia needs to follow technological advancement while preparing digital talents. Moving on to the next one. According to the Ministry of Finance data shown on Thursday, Japan's export rose 12.5% in April from a year earlier, posting a 14th straight month of increase. The rise compared with a 13.8% increase expected by economists in a Reuters poll. It followed a 14.7% rise in March. As reported by Channel News Asia, imports rose 28.2% versus the median estimate of a 35.0% increase, as a weaker yen helped boost already surging global commodity prices, inflating import bills. The trade balance came to a deficit of 839.2 billion yen or $6.56 billion, again the median estimate for a 1,150 trillion yen shortfall. State media KCNA on Thursday said that North Korea is ramping up production of drugs and medical supplies, including sterilizers and thermometers, as it battles an unprecedented coronavirus outbreak. The isolated country, which has imposed a nationwide lockdown, is also increasing the production of traditional Korean medicines used to reduce fever and pain, KCNA said, calling them effective in the prevention and cure of malicious diseases. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, a sweeping COVID-19 wave, which North Korea first confirmed last week, has fanned concerns over a lack of medical resources and vaccines, with the UN Human Rights Agency warning of devastating consequences of its 25 million people. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesian Pavilion in Livon's Halal Expo Canada 2022. Listeners, Indonesian Ambassador to Canada, Daniel Tumpal Simanjuntak, invited Indonesian business actors to keep promoting the export of Indonesian halal products to Canada. Ambassador Daniel made the invitation at the opening of the Indonesian Pavilion at Halal Expo Canada 2022, which took place in Mississauga, Canada on Thursday. According to Ambassador Daniel Simanjuntak, Canada is known as a multicultural country and is open to immigrants, including Muslim immigrants. Currently, Canada has a Muslim population of 1.3 million. So, Indonesia has a great opportunity considering that Canada's halal product market reaches $1 billion and the value of Indonesia's halal industry reaches $6 billion. Indonesia's participation in Halal Expo Canada 2022 is the first time after the pandemic. Indonesia displayed a variety of coffee products, tea, dry instant noodles, porang rice, as well as various snacks. Canadian statistics noted that Indonesia's export to Canada increased 31.8% in 2021, or reached $1.57 billion, compared to the previous year with a value of $1.2 billion. In the same year, trade between the two countries also increased by 32.94%. In the halal product segment, not many Indonesian halal products have penetrated the Canadian market. With a market size of $1 billion, Indonesia needs to intensify the export of halal products to take advantage of the potential of the halal product market in Canada. Besides Indonesia, Halal Expo Canada 2022 was attended by around 70 exhibitors from a number of countries, such as Malaysia, Turkey, Bosnia, Herzegovina, USA, Pakistan, and many others. According to Nasir Deep, exhibition director of Halal Expo Canada, one of the objectives of the exhibition is to provide knowledge to Canadian visitors and the public about halal lifestyle and halal living in Canada and to promote halal products from various countries. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, we begin today in history with an event on May 19, 1936, when radar was invented by Watson Watt. After the First World War, when he saw warships, Watson Watt began to think of ways to detect the presence of aircraft through changes in radio wave signals. The radio station that Watson Watt discovered finally succeeded in detecting the presence of aircraft up to 70 miles away in 1936. Then he suggested to the British government to establish a network of radar stations, which stands for Radio Detection and Ranging, to detect aircraft attacks. The success of this system was felt by the British against Germany in the British War, which lasted from August to October 1940. For his services, Watson Watt was awarded money and medals of appreciation by the British government. Let's move to the event on May 19, 1962, when 81 troops were deployed in the western region of Papua. When Indonesia proclaimed its independence on August 17, 1945, it claimed all of the Dutch East Indies, including the western region of Papua Island. However, the Dutch refused it. At the end of 1961, President Sukarno formed the Trikora Operation to liberate the western region of Papua, which was formerly known as West Irian, from the hands of the Dutch. On 19 May 1962, 81 troops were deployed in West Irian. Afterwards, the Indonesia V prepared Jaya Wijaya Operation, which was the largest amphibious operation in the history of Indonesian military operations. More than 100 warships and 16,000 soldiers were prepared for the operation. Finally, West Irian became part of the Republic of Indonesia. We end today's history with the event on May 19, 1991 about Croatian independence referendum. Croatia held an independence referendum on 19 May 1991 following the 1990 Croatian parliamentary elections and the rise of ethnic tensions that led to the breakup of Yugoslavia. With an 83% turnout, voters approved the referendum, with 93% supporting independence. Afterwards, Croatia declared its independence and terminated its ties with Yugoslavia on June 25, 1991. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kulangkahkan
kakiku tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda tianggaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, eh, eh.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Public Works and Housing has designed three new commitments to realize clean water and sanitation access for all people. The commitment included political policy strengthening, people's involvement in monitoring water and sanitation supply, and providing clean water and sanitation by considering climate change. That was stated by Minister of Public Works and Housing, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, in the plenary session of the Sector Ministers Meeting 2022 in Jakarta Wednesday. Minister Basuki said, "The political policy strengthening is very beneficial to encourage investment for accelerating the development of clean water and sanitation facilities in achieving a green economy." Meanwhile, people's involvement was done by the ministry through two programs, namely the People-Based Drinking Water and Sanitation Supply, or PAMSIMAS, for the village and suburban, as well as the People-Based Sanitation SANIMAS in a city. Through these programs, the people were invited to more proactively improve their sanitation. The programs have been implemented in 500 regencies and cities across Indonesia. The ministry also involved the people through a database of community-based water supply and people-based information management systems. The ministry also developed a clean water supply project that considers climate change. Minister Basuki said that currently, Indonesia is building 61 dams for clean water supply. The dams will be designed to adapt to climate change and disasters. For instance, the Jatiluhur Dam in West Java, with 5,000 liters per second capacity, can supply water for 3,000 houses in eastern Jakarta. In the three commitments of the implementation, the Ministry of Public Works and Housing also involved other related ministries, people's organization, academicians, and development partners. All of them were appreciated by Dutch Special Envoy for International Water Affairs, Henk Ovink. He said that Indonesia has successfully shown its commitment to a safe, clean water and sanitation supply through various actions involving the stakeholders, development partners, and the public. Henk Ovink hopes that Indonesia's move can be a good example for other nations in providing safe, clean water and sanitation access. Bila waktu bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri, hadapi seadanya. Coba berpikir dan pahami.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
There are so many beautiful beaches around the world. As a beach traveler inspiration, Condé Nast Traveler, a luxury lifestyle ulang. As a beach traveler inspiration, Condé Nast Traveler, a luxury lifestyle and travel magazine, has just released a list of the most beautiful beaches. One of them is located in Indonesia. Condé Nast Traveler mentioned that Indonesia, with the second longest coastline in the world, has many beautiful beaches, and one of the best is Ora Beach, Located in the sparsely populated village of Saleman, North Seram, this beach is known as the Maldives of Indonesia. On this beach, you can stay at a floating resort with direct views of the sea and the rock cliffs behind it. You can also camp at the beach and close to the cliffs. This beach has white sand with stunning underwater beauty. Uniquely on this beach, there are resorts that stands firmly on the sea with clear water, so you can see coral reefs and a variety of colorful fish from the top of your inn. Resorts in this area are in the form of houses on stilts made of wood, so that they provide a very comfortable atmosphere for relaxing. In addition, you can enjoy it directly under the sea by snorkeling or diving. Snorkeling and diving facilities are available in this tourism area. If you like fishing, you can also do your hobby at Ora Beach. There are still many interesting tourist activities that you can do in the tourism area of Ora Beach. You can see waterfalls and caves. You can also walk along the Salawi River, which is not far from Ora Beach by boat. Along the river, you can see the process of taking coconuts, the process of making sago, and seeing the uniqueness of various birds in the Sulaiman Bay River estuary. In addition, you can also explore the Sawai Vores. There is an animal education and rehabilitation center in Masihulan Hamlet, where you can find the Seram Cockatoo and Seram Parrot breeding. To get to Ora Beach, tourists can take a fast boat from Tolehu Port in Ambon and continue to land trip from the port of Tusaleman Village for approximately 2.5 hours and return by sea by fast boat for about 15 minutes to the beach area.
Saat ku tatap ke dalam matamu,
listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today highlights mobile electric vehicle around Borobudur. Listeners, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Head of the Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, has inaugurated environmentally friendly electric vehicles in Borobudur more recently. The service of the electric vehicles can be used by tourists to get around the area and the surrounding tourism village. At the launch event of environmentally friendly electric vehicle services in the Borobudur Tourism Village on Tuesday, he stated that sustainable tourism does not only look at environmental issues and welfare, but also must promote local culture, society, and traditional knowledge. As a result, this may create a balance of mass tourism and quality tourism. To achieve this, a multi-stakeholder approach is needed. The tourism sector, the public and private sectors need to be involved and collaborate with the local communities one another. This eco-friendly vehicle is designed to be affordable for tourists and reduce carbon at the same time. This 50-vehicle electric vehicle service will be used in the near future so that it can be used by tourists during the upcoming holidays. An environmentally friendly electric vehicle service company, in collaboration with PT Borobudur Temple Tourism Park, also offers tour services to strengthen the potential of tourism village and provide more experiences for tourists, as well as increase the productivity of micro, small, and medium enterprises. On the same occasion, Head of the Youth Sport and Tourism Office Central Java, Sinung Nugroho Rahmadi, said that the Central Java Provincial Government welcomed the launch of the electric motorcycle. The provincial government hopes that this will open up opportunities for creativity. This creation is important because creation is the core substance of the revival of tourism. To further involve the community and tourism village, cooperation is also increasingly real, significantly contributing. That's Miss Seleni.
Untuk menggapai hati, kau saksi. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai hou zhao, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, I would like to present a song from Jakarta entitled Enjoy Jakarta. The song Enjoy Jakarta has lyrics the Betawinese dialect. This lyric contains a call to joy Jakarta. In addition, the lyrics to Enjoy Jakarta also mention various destinations that can be visited and the culinary that can be enjoyed in Jakarta. The song also calls for people not to throw garbage in the river so that Jakarta does get flooded. The song was composed with a rhythm like a pum, which is indeed one of typical cultures of Betawi. Well, listeners, here's the song Enjoy Jakarta by Kojek Rap Betawi.
Pendengar, ngibing yuk, bareng Kojek nih, nyonyonya. Kota tue kalau panas rendemi ancol keragunan lewat jalan tol lihat-lihat orang utan balik PRJ ke Mayoran. Nah ini gue kasih tahu mau beli baju di pasar baru.
Semua ke Jakarta lihat ibu kota bareng sama keluarga enjoy Jakarta. Yo semua ke Jakarta kita santai entah masih hilangin semua masalah enjoy Jakarta.
gini. Naik kereta ke Sudirman,
Sudirman.
Jakartanya kita buat nyaman.
Mau semua ke Jakarta, lihat ibu kota. Terus sampai keluarga, enjoy Jakarta. No semua ke Jakarta, kita santai dan tamasya. Hilangin semua masalah, enjoy Jakarta.
Oi, sekali lagi ya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di sini aja ya.
Enggak abang ah, di sana aja.
Di sini enak di bawah pohon.
Malu kan bang banyak orang tuh diliatin.
Ah, di sini aja deh. Heran di rumah gong anak makan kalau di kebun begini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Baja beroda di bawah raksasa tinggi, dihantui bayang-bayang kelam, berebut udara jernih di ramai kota, menggantung mimpi yang entah di mana. Kita kemana, mau kemana, hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa. Kita kemana, mau kemana, hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa. Tarik di mata, dingin di raga, keringat untuk apa. Dihantui ringkih lelah badan, berjuta alasan untuk ku lari pergi, berjuta alasan tetap di sini. Hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa. Kita kemana, mau kemana, hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.